Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Today's meditation is taken from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11, and 3 John chapter 1, verse 6. 2 Peter, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? John, 3 John, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. In my notes I put, the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, and the heavens and earth shall pass away, and all works shall be destroyed. Because of these things, we ought to live our lives pure and holy. Each individual's character, speech, behavior, personality, intentions, thoughts, actions, everything about a person ought to be godly, experiencing the last days with a pure heart, full of love and joy. This is the life we will live on the new earth. When we live the last of our time on the old earth, we can already be in that pure, holy state of mind for the new earth. Gaius was an example of godly love. Teachers and missionaries spoke of his kindness and charity. He had a heart of love. He was generous, and he blessed God's chosen people. People who spend their lives teaching and preaching God's word so souls could be saved. Our spirit is going to last forever, so why not develop that part of us and live love, peace, and joy now? Why not get to know who we are and be that? When the old is dissolved, we won't feel it because we are already living the new. That was the end of my notes. But so many thoughts came to me while I was writing my notes. I said, you know, I'm not going to write all this down because it was just too much. So much information just started flowing through. And it wasn't until the day after the so-called prediction that the rapture was coming, I had no idea that somebody predicted the rapture was coming. I just happened to get on one of my social sites, and there was a question in the subject line about the end of the world. And I'm like, what? And so when I read what he said, I'm like, oh, my God, somebody predicted the rapture. The end of the world is coming tomorrow. And so when I got this information, it was the day after the so-called end of the world was supposed to be. And I had responded to it. I said, the end of the world is going to come as a thief in the night. We don't know when that time is. And so any prediction of that time is simply a prediction. And the person wrote back and agreed, you know, because that's what the Bible says, that it will come as a thief in the night. And people have so many predictions and so many different understandings of what that means. And my understanding is that the world is going to end as we know it. It's not going to vanish and disappear and never be here again. It's going to end as we know it, and it's already happening. It's already happening. And everything that is impure is going to be exposed and dissolved. And that's already going on. So the world is going to end as we know it. The government will not be as crooked as it already is. I mean, just different things that's going on that is of evil, of darkness, it's going to be brought to the light and purified and purged. And so that's how I see it. And that's what's in my heart, that the end of the world is not the way people are predicting it to be, or I'm not going to say everybody, because there are people who know what that means. There are people who don't know what it means, and then there are people who are just misinterpreting it, and that goes back to the false teachings, the false doctrines. So read Bible. Understand the Bible for yourself, and we have already discussed that it'll be different meanings for different people, but when you go within yourself, and speak to the Father of all creation yourself and get an understanding from He who created all things, then you will have your very own truth. So don't be relying on what other people say. Seek for yourself. Seek answers for yourself. It was just so hilarious to me to read that because I'm like, oh, wow, somebody predicted the world was supposed to end yesterday? Interesting. Because you don't know. If anybody who tells you they know, anybody who gives you a date and a time, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know because the Lord doesn't even know the day and time, and He won't know until He's told, this is it, it's time. That's when He's going to know. So how can anybody else give you a day and a time of the end of the world when the Lord Himself does not even know it yet? And He won't know until the Father says it is time. That's when He's going to know. So that's why it's going to come as a thief in the night. It's going to come as a thief in the night. Do the thief call you up and give you the day and time and he's going to arrive or she's going to arrive? No. My God. So read your Bibles for yourselves. Understand what these terms mean for yourselves. Don't get caught up into all this stuff that's being said. If anybody gives you a date and a time that the Lord Himself don't even have, how can they be right? How many times has it been predicted that this day and time the world's going to end? How many times has it been predicted? How many years has it been predicted? And we're still here, aren't we? And we're going to continue to be here until the day actually comes. When the day comes, you will know it when that day comes. You will know it after the Lord knows it. You're not going to know it before. You're not going to know it before. And the message that God has given me today is what we can be working on is our own truth of who and what we are. Work on our own, because while we're here, and we know, yes, we know that this world will end, the heaven and earth will be destroyed, and all the work that we have done will be destroyed. That's not going to be destroyed and that's it. It's going to be destroyed so that the new can come in. You do know about out with the old and in with the new. That's what it's going to be like. Out with the old, in with the new. Bring more light. Bring more love. Bring more peace. Bring more joy. Bring more of the godly character that you are. Bring more of who you really are into this world. On the new planet, the new earth, the new heavens. And this is not the first time that the earth and the heavens has been renewed. This is maybe the first time for us, but it has been renewed before. It's a purging, a total purging. The earth has been purging for years. Mother Gaia has been purging for years. And that's all it is. So while the earth is purging, while the heavens is going to be new, the earth is going to be new, You don't want to remain old, do you? You don't want to keep your same old attitudes and personalities and character. You want to renew those also. You can be renewing them now. Wake up to you. It's wake up time. It's been wake up time, even more now than ever. Wake up so you won't be left behind. Wake up so that when that new heaven and earth do get here, that you too will be new. Your thoughts, your actions, your deeds, your words will be new. Be new in character. Renew your mind. Renew your heart. Renew your life. Be new in the new earth and the new heavens. Be new. Don't be out there still holding on to the old, still grasping on to the old. Let go of that. It's time to let go of the old so that you can be prepared for the new. And that's what I got out of God's message. And I know my last message was so short because I took a lot out of it. I cut and cut out of that message, and it's choppy. And as a matter of fact, as I'm speaking right now, I haven't even uploaded it yet, but it will be uploaded before this one. But it's no more than 10 minutes long. And it's because God gave me something. Something was flowing through me, and I was like, oh, my God, this is just too heavy. It's too heavy, Lord. I don't know how people are going to take this. I don't know how they're going to be able to digest this. It's so heavy. And it can be very, very, very sensitive to certain people. And I cut it all out. I cut it out. But God is saying to us, love. It's all about love. All the things that we're going through, all the things that we're saying, it all pinpoints to one thing that God wants us to get. And that is love. Love cures all. Not all this other stuff we're out here doing. Love. If you're doing things without the love of God, then it's not going to be pure. It's not going to be complete. Do all in love. God's love, not human love. I know we be saying it's time to stop playing church. It's time to stop playing love. Be it. Stop playing church. Be it. Be the word of God. Be God's love. God is stressing for us to love his love. Be the love that we are, the love that we already have within our souls. Be that love. Stop playing human love. Human love is limited. Human love is not pure. Human love is not of God. Be God's love. Express his love in your conversation. Express his love in your thoughts. Express his love in your creations. Express his love in your life. Express his love in your personality. When God's people went from town to town preaching the word of God, they spoke about Gaius. He demonstrated the love of God when they showed up in his town. He demonstrated the love of God. He treated them with the pure love of God. He blessed them. He helped them. He gave to them. Because he knew that they were people who came from town to town with nothing but the word of God to share. And he saw that. He expressed the love of God towards them when they came through his town so that they wouldn't have any concerns about food, clothing, money, nothing. Whatever they needed when they got to his town, he provided it. And he sent them off with whatever they would need to hold them to the next town. If it was money, if it was food, if it was extra blankets, whatever, he provided for them out of the love of his heart, God's love. He didn't have certain missionaries and preachers do without that came there because, oh, I don't like that one, or that one's not good enough or pretty enough or whatever. He gave the same demonstration of love to every missionary and every teacher that passed through his town. He treat them all with God's love. And we got people out here talking about love. I love my country. I'm going to fight for my country. I love my church. I'm going to stand up for my pastor. I love this. I love that. But what kind of love are you talking about? What kind of love? Is it the ego love? Is it the martyr love? Is it what kind of love? What kind of love? You love your country. What does that mean? To say you love your country, but then you don't love every race in your country. What does it mean when there's certain people in your country you don't like, you don't love at all, you can't stand? There's some people you hate. But how can you love your country if you don't love your brethren? How can you love your church when there's people in your church that you talk about, that you treat bad, that you lie on? How can you love your church and say, I'm going to follow my pastor? Is your pastor teaching you the love of God? People use love loosely. It could be because they don't understand the love of God. Love. There's a member of my family who I know, because I was told this, that love, I don't like using it or hearing it because it's not always true. It's just a word. It's just a word. And we use love so freely. But what kind of love is it? When we say, I love you, what kind of love is it? When we say, I love my country, what kind of love is it? When we say, I love my church, what kind of love is it? When we say, I love my religion, or I love my culture, I love my faith in whatever, what kind of love is it? Love is powerful. So much can be done and created through love. Not misplaced or misguided love, but the love of God. The love of God. I watched a movie last night, and it was called something about the witch. And it had Nicolas Cage in it. And they were like a church killing who they believe were witches. And they did it in the name of God. And he had made a statement that we have killed so many people in the name of God. In the name of God. In the name of God. They did it because it was their belief that this person or that person was a witch, and we're going to kill you. We're going to hang you. We're going to drown you. Did it come from God the Father? Did God the Father tell them to do that? Or they did it, or did they do it on their own and used it? Use their reason for doing it. Use God. I know people personally who do things in the name of God because they really believe that. But is it really God telling them to do certain things? Is it really God? Are you really demonstrating the love of the Father, the creator of all things? Or is it, my Lord, how many people are doing things in the name of the Father? In the name of God, in the name of whoever they name their God, that are out of the will of the true God. And the God, my God, is the creator of all things. My God is the Alpha and the Omega. My God is the only true existence, because everything comes from my God. I don't care what name I give him. Source, vibration, energy, whatever name I give my God, He is the creator of all things. And nothing is in existence without Him. That's my God. It doesn't matter what name. A name is a name. And that's all it is. A name. Love. That's God's message. It has always been God's message. It's love. Love. Not human love, but God's love. The love that we each have within us. Some of us is buried so, so deep we can't even feel it. But God's love, the Creator's love, is in every soul. It's in everybody. And that's why the verse that He shared with me today is about individuals. It says, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Person, that's each individual. What are you demonstrating in your life? When you speak, are you speaking with kindness and love? Are you speaking with upliftment? Are you speaking with hate and darkness? When you speak, are you lifting up people? Are you inspiring people? Are you blessing people? Are you praying to the Father? Are you communicating with the Father? Are you speaking things that are pure and beneficial to all humankind, the planet? Or are you speaking in a way that's tearing things down and bringing darkness and hate? I mean, how is your conversation? How is your attitude, your character, your behavior? Is it holy? Is it godly? Is it pure? Is it beneficial to all? For the wellness of all? Each individual has a responsibility to activating and bringing forth that love that is within us. Each of us. It's not a certain group, a certain culture, a certain state, a certain town, a certain church. Each individual has a responsibility to live the love that they are, to be the love that they are. That's the new heaven and a new earth. Love. Love. Godly, holy love. For all people. Not for a select few. When you say, I love my country, it's going to be God's love for your country. You're going to love everybody. Not select people, not select races, not select religions, not select cultures, not select personalities, all humankind, all living things. That is the love of God. When you say you love your church, love the entire congregation, love every child of God, whether in your physical church or in another physical church. Love the body of Christ. That's the church. It's not a building. It's living souls. The body of Christ. Our Savior. Our life. Not a building. Not a pastor, not certain people within that building. So when you say you love a group, love all in the group, and love with the love of God. God does not separate His love. God is love. He's not separated. He doesn't have this kind of love for this group here, this kind of love for that group over there, and then another kind of love for them over there. God is love. And we each have within us God's love. The love of the Father is within every heart. And all we have to do as individuals is connect with our own heart. Connect with the love of God within ourselves. If the spark is so small, just know that the spark is there. Even if it's a teeny, teeny, tiny spark, God is within every living being. Every living being. All you have to do is connect to that part of you, because it's who you really are. You're not a human being. You're not a body. You are spirit. You are a spiritual being in a human body, so that you can demonstrate the love of the Father right here on this physical planet. That's who you are. And the intention is to be that spiritual being, to be the love that you are, to be the peace that you are, to be the wisdom that you are, to be the power that you are, right here on this planet. Blessed by God, anointed by God. But yet we got all caught up into human crap. All caught up and demonstrate more of the human part, the limited part, the temporary part, instead of being caught up in the genuine, in what is true, in what is real, the spiritual part, the holy part, the pure part. That is the message. It's for you to awaken and activate and live your spiritual being, so that you can be ready for the new earth and the new heavens. That's the message. That's the message for us. Stop playing church. Stop playing love. It is time to be who and what we are here and now. Be who and what we are. And if you don't know, if you still do not know, who has all the answers? The Father of all creation has all the answers. Go and ask Him. Ask and ye shall receive. Ask. Seek wisdom. Godly wisdom. Seek it. And ye shall find it. God is good. God is good. He is so patient. And He is so loving. You want to know what real love is? Then you study the life of Christ. Study the life of Christ. You want to know what real love is? Know the Father. Know the Father. The Father could have destroyed us as human beings a long, long, long time ago. He can do it right now if He wants to. But because of His love for us, He gives us chance after chance after chance to to awaken and to be who we really are. Chance after chance. And when people come up with their predictions about the end of the world, you got some people that believe in that and they go off and do things, stupid stuff. They don't know the word of God. They're listening to somebody who's tricking them and deceiving them, who don't know what they're talking about. Do you really believe the Father, the creator of all things, is going to give somebody in a human form or somebody on this planet the time and date that the world's going to end before he gives it to his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ? Do you believe that? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ do not know the date. You think the Father is going to give the date to any one of us? No, he's not. He's not. So any prediction you hear will be wrong. The Lord is going to come as a thief in the night. Nobody's going to know the day and time. And Jesus won't know it until the Father give it to him. Until the Father give it to him. So anybody that's predicting, don't we know by now? How many times have people predicted the damn time? My God, you're easier and quicker to believe something like that than to believe in the Father, He who created you. To believe in His only begotten Son, He who came here to be your sacrificial lamb. Why so hard to believe that, but so easy to believe foolishness? So easy to believe foolishness. My Lord. My Lord. God is good. God is good. Somebody was writing about, people sold their homes and quit their jobs and did all kinds of stuff because of that prediction. But they're still here. I wonder if any of those people went ahead and took their lives because of maybe embarrassment or whatever. I wonder if anybody took their life because they were still here and they done quit their job, sold their house, or whatever they ended up doing, thinking that they weren't going to be here no more. And now I'm thinking about years ago when people took poison. They were in some kind of cult, and they predicted the end or whatever, and they all took this poison or something. I don't know. Man, it's just, was that Waco, Texas or something? It's just, my Lord. My Lord. Can we just go within ourselves and get answers for ourselves? Can we just connect to the Creator who knows all things and get answers? Can't we just do that? The blind will lead the blind. The blind will lead the blind. But we don't have to be blind. We don't have to believe what other people say. Even Jesus said you don't have to take His word. Test for yourself. Test the Lord for yourselves and know that He is good. You don't have to believe anything you hear or read or see. Test it for yourselves. Find the answers for yourselves. Get understanding for yourselves. You don't believe there's a God? You don't believe that there is a Creator? You don't believe that you were created? Well, how can you prove you weren't? How can you prove that it isn't? And that's why I had said earlier, those who don't believe and they die not believing, when they die the physical death, they're going to believe then. They're going to believe then. So you can believe now and live in peace and joy and happiness and just be so filled with love and laughter and just, woo, it's powerful. It's powerful what you will, your life will be like. It's I can't even explain it. But if you don't want to experience that here and now, it's okay. Because you'll know about it when you leave here, when you live your spirit self and die to the physical self. But God's intention was for us to live it here in our physical bodies. That love, that joy, that happiness, that oneness, that peace. The intention was to live it in the physical bodies. All of us, not select few. All of us. And we can. We can. So let's just go within ourselves and get the truth from within ourselves. We all have our truth. Let's just go in there and dig it out. Maybe just look in the mirror and look in your eyes. And if you don't know who you are, ask, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? I want to know you. I want to know you. Show me who I am. Show me. I had to do that. Who am I? Who am I? And I went from who am I to what am I to why am I here to what is my purpose. But I had to know who I am. I had to know who I am. And a lot of us don't know that. So find out who you are. Ask yourself. Don't go asking other people. Ask yourself. Because you know who you are. Your spirit being knows who you are. The Father, the Creator of all people, all things, know who you are. Ask. Seek wisdom and guidance from the Creator of all things, from He who knows all things. Thank you, Lord, for Thy word. Thank you, Father, for Your love. Thank you for the life that You have given us to experience here on this planet. Thank you for our physical bodies so that we can walk in Your power, in Your light, in Your love. Thank you, Father, and I pray, God, that You would just continue to show us how we can demonstrate Your love here and now. On this planet, in these bodies, Lord, show us how we can tap into the love that we are. For we all have Your love within us, Lord, and I just pray, Father, that You will help awaken us to that love so that when we speak, when we move, when we act, Lord, we will have Your love flowing through us in everything we do and say, Lord. The vibration of You, the energy of You, the peace of You, the kindness of You, the love of You, the wisdom of You, Lord. As we speak and as we do deeds for others, Father, let it be blessed and anointed in Your love, in Your light, in Your power, in You, Lord. For You are all things. You are pure, Lord. And Your purity can flow through us, Lord. So I pray, God, that we would just tap into who we really are. And that we would demonstrate that part of ourselves each and every moment, Lord. And I know, Father, that it is not always easy to always just be in Your light, to be living Your light and living Your love, Lord. But I know, God, that as long as in our hearts that we desire to be the light that we are, that it's more possible for us to be it, Lord. And the more You will bless us and help us to be that light in everything we do and say. I just thank You, Father, for Your presence, Lord. I thank You, Father, for always being there for us and always answering our questions, Lord, and always giving us clarity and understanding, Father, when we come to you pleading for answers, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your love for us, Lord. You love us so much, so much, and you have demonstrated it over and over and over, Lord. And I thank you, Father. We need your love more than ever, more than ever, to really expand in our hearts. And I know, Father, that when we seek to feel our love, our hearts, Lord, with your love, when we seek to fill our hearts with your love, that you would give it to us immediately upon our asking. And God, I know I have asked you more than once, Father, to expand my heart with your love, and you did it immediately. So I just pray, God, that your people, Father, would just seek more of your love within their own hearts, Lord. More of your wisdom, more of your power, Lord, more of your compassion within our own being, so that we can be more of who we really are. And that no matter where we go, no matter who we talk to, that your love will flow through us to those people, to that area. Thank you, Father, so much for your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice that you made for us, so that we can have life and have it more abundantly, so that we can have this one-on-one connection with the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for adopting us into the family of God. Thank you so much for your obedience to the Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good. God is good. And my prayer is that my heart will open even more, that more of God's love can fill my heart. My prayer is that my words will be uplifting and a blessing and an inspiration to all that I come in contact with, including to myself. Because I know, Father, there are times that words that come out my mouth are not even pleasing to myself. So I pray, Lord, that as I speak inspiration. I speak light. I speak love. I speak truth. And I pray, God, that you would just continue to lead and guide me down the path that you have laid out for me, so that I can live a life that is so pleasing in thy sight. A life that is filled with joy and happiness and love and truth. Thank you, Father, for the grand master plan that you have laid out for me. And I thank you, Lord, for all your people, Father. And pray, God, that you will continue to awaken us to the truth of who we really are, Lord. And that you will continue to bless us, Lord. Bless us and anoint us. Help us to continue to grow into who we are, so that we can spread your light and love on this planet. Thank you, Father, so much for loving us. And thank you so much for your power, Lord. Thank you for your power, Father. And thank you for your words. Thank you for your words. Thank you for your messages to us. And I pray, God, that you just continue. Continue, Lord, to lead and guide us to who we are. In the name of Jesus.